by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Hopefully $2 beer night softened the blow of another loss by the Aviators last night. The Oakland A's AAA affiliate lost to the Salt Lake Bees for the third straight game. Final score was 7-3. The Vegas Golden Knights will try to avoid perhaps the biggest collapse in franchise history when they enter this final homestand of the regular season. All they need is 3 points to clinch their spot in the Stanley Cup playoffs for the sixth time in their first 7 years. Now, of course, they could back into the final wild card spot if the St. Louis Blues don't win out. The Knights take on the Minnesota Wild tonight. Puck drops at 7 o'clock at the Fortress. Got a Laker game tonight. They're in Memphis to take on the Grizzlies. You can hear it all on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 4:45.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Hey, did you hear about that guy running for state senate in District 5?
You mean Richard Frederick?
Yep. Can you believe he actually cares about the people? What kind of politician is he?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm the type of politician to put the people over the politics. I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm running for state senate in District 5, and I believe it's time to return the power to the people. Ineffective leaders have weakened this state and need to be shown the door. Learn more about me at frederick4nevada.com, and let's take this fight to Carson City together.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Woo!
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Pretty easy going commute so far this Friday morning. No accidents to report. No unexpected delays on our Valley freeways. Although in the Northern Valley, do have an accident on the Lake Mead Boulevard on-ramp to get onto northbound 15. Weather's going to be, summer-like, or at least approaching that. Sunny and warm all weekend. We're going to have temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. We're 61 right now, and we'll have the winds gusting back up around 30 miles per hour throughout the day. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always tell when liberal Democrats are talking close to an election. The lies keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So it was yesterday. Hakeem Jeffries is the House Minority Leader. And he's continuing to tell the big lie. I want you to listen to this little mini speech that he gave yesterday at a news conference. Hakeem Jeffries continuing to tell the big lie. He's the House Minority Leader. Here he is.
Democrats under the leadership of President Biden continue to deliver real results for the American people. Job creation remains up. More than 15 million good-paying jobs have been created under the leadership of President Joe Biden in less than 4 years, which represents phenomenal progress from the days of the COVID-19 pandemic and the shutdown of our economy. At the same point, Democrats realize that there's more that needs to be done to address inflationary pressures, the issue of affordability, and to drive down costs for everyday Americans. And Democrats remain committed to building an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, to growing the middle class, and to making sure that we bring economic opportunity to every single zip code in the United States of America, for the middle class and all those everyday Americans who aspire to be part of the middle class. From the very, very beginning of this Congress, we've made clear as Democrats that we will find bipartisan common ground with our Republican colleagues on any issue in order to make life better for the American people. And we have repeatedly done exactly that on issue after issue after issue, including most recently making sure that we funded the government in a way that met the needs of the American people in terms of their health, their safety, and their economic well-being. At the same time, we've also made clear that we are going to push back against Republican extremism whenever necessary. And we have had to repeatedly do it because the extreme MAGA Republicans are determined, for instance, to rip away reproductive freedom from the women of America and to impose their draconian economic philosophy, which is anchored in tax cuts for the wealthy, the well-off, and the well-connected. So we're going to continue to stay on this track of doing what is right for the American people and finding bipartisan common ground whenever and wherever possible, but at the same time pushing back against their extremism, specifically as it relates to what we've seen over and over and over again from this group of MAGA extremists on the other side of the aisle. It's clear to the American people that in Washington, D.C., we need more common sense, and that's the House Democratic governing philosophy, common sense, and less chaos. And unfortunately, what we've seen from House Republicans from the very beginning of this Congress is chaos, dysfunction, and extremism, and it hurts the American people.
There you go. Hakeem Jeffries, the House Minority Leader, telling the big lie. I mean, here's what's really good, though, about all of this, is that when you look at the polling and you look at the battleground states and how Trump is leading in 6 of 7 battleground states, including Nevada. He's leading here in Nevada by multiple points. And some believe it may be even bigger than that. The fact is that people aren't buying it. You can tell those big lies, and I guess if you tell them often enough, people might start believing it. But right now, they don't believe it. That's what we're looking at right now. The snapshot right now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Fentanyl and illegals flooding the border. The DOJ weaponized against Trump. Men competing in women's sports. And Joe Biden allows it to happen. America is under assault. That's why we need Trump Ambassador Dr. Jeff Gunter. Jeff Gunter's a family man, a small businessman, and a doctor. But Gunter didn't stop there. When the stakes were high, President Trump chose Gunter to be his ambassador. As Trump's ambassador, Gunter took on China and won. Now, Gunter's running for the U.S. Senate in Nevada to stand with Trump and fight for our America First values once more. He'll secure the border and fight back against the woke Democrat agenda. That's why he's endorsed by Leo 2.0 Terrell and former Congressman Lee Zeldin, who called Gunter the only true pro-Trump America First fighter for Senate. Vote for our 110% pro-Trump choice for Senate, Dr. Jeff Gunter, for Nevada, for America, for us. Paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for U.S. Senate.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show,
brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to App to Close the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District 1, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
At Meineke, doing car care right means being able to fix now and pay later. Because with Meineke, fix it now and pay over time with custom finance options available to fit your needs. Meineke's multiple finance solutions are designed to try and cover all credit opportunities, providing customized options for you. See your local Meineke today, and you may be surprised how much they can help. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment with a locally owned or operated location. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hi, this is Wade Allyn-Root. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to RolladenLV.com.
Be sure to listen to AM 670 KMZQ throughout the day for Marla Letizia's Long Life Era segment, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow.
AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. We have spent a good portion of the morning so far talking about the passing of O.J. Simpson. He died at the age of 76 from prostate cancer. And as a prostate cancer survivor, that hits really close to home. But O.J. Simpson, and the other thing that this kind of reignites is the great debate that's gone on since 1995, and that is the debate on, did he do it? Did he not do it? Did he get away with murder? And the dumb thing is America, I think, is still divided on whether he did it or he didn't do it. Anyway, Leo Terrell covered the original trial, and this was Leo Terrell yesterday, his reaction to the death of O.J. Simpson on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
I was getting ready to do the Faulkner focus, and all of a sudden, my phone started blowing up because I got calls from all over the country about O.J. passing, and it just brought back all those memories that was articulated in the video segment you just played. And I'll tell you right now, it was a time where everybody focused on the Simpson trial 24/7, Martha. For that period of time, it was the number one story. Soap operas that were on regularly were canceled because people saw a real soap opera in that courtroom. And I'll tell you right now, there were some pluses and minuses. The worst thing that happened in this case, it divided this country by race. And I'll tell you right now, O.J. Simpson may have been acquitted in a court of law, but he was found guilty in the court of public opinion as it relates to the death of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman.
Yeah, you know, I interviewed the Goldman family over the years. And when I look at that video of him talking about, you know, a football game, the only thing that goes through my mind, Leo, is that this man got to live his life. You know, he was free. He obviously went to prison for a while based on the his attempt to get his souvenirs and all of his personal stuff back and that whole case. But, you know, you think about what was done, and we're going to talk to Dr. Michael Bodden, who was on the scene, about the vicious, heinous nature of this crime. Both of these individuals had their throats slashed. They were stabbed multiple times, and no one ever spent a day in jail for their murders. And, you know, one of the things that really I think was so potent about this process was that it divided the nation. Unfortunately, it became not just about, you know, whether or not he was guilty of this crime. It became about people getting into their corners about race, Leo.
You're 100% correct. L.A. had just gone through the riots of the Rodney King riots. Yeah. And there was this animosity and distrust towards the police. And Martha, in that particular case, the defense team pulled every angle they could to create reasonable doubt. And one of the cards they played was you cannot trust the police. And that was one of the cards, along with numerous other strategies of attacking the prosecution case. The prosecution, in my opinion, put on a very weak case, and that's why I think the jury found an acquittal for Simpson. The liability case in which he's found liable for $33 million doesn't serve justice to the point of being acquitted. But I will sit here and say this, because I knew Simpson. I knew the whole family. His life was tortured after that verdict, one way or another, because the life he lived before 1994, football celebrity, TV announcer, pitch man, he lost all of that. And O.J. Simpson had a lot of pride. He lost that. And I think his life was tortured over the next 30 years.
Well, maybe there is some level of justice in that. You know, when you look back, what do you think people don't really know or understand about what was going on behind the scenes, Leo?
Well, I'll tell you right now, when you look at O.J. Simpson's life prior to 1994, he did not have a close connection with the black community. Mm-hmm. That case, the race card came up, and all of a sudden he gravitated. And one of the strategies was the black community rallied around him. And I think that was to his advantage, because when they tried to put on a defense, one of the most famous scenarios was when they visited the Simpson home. Yep. They changed the complexion of the house in order to give the jurors that had minorities on it a sense that he had a relationship with the black community.
Yeah, the prosecution objected when they brought the jury to the house. because they had been in the house and they saw all these celebrity photos of OJ, you know, with his white friends, his black friends, you know, all of his life, what his life really looked like. And they took those pictures all down and replaced them with things that they felt was going to make him more sympathetic to a black jury. It's an astonishing story to a mostly black jury, I should say. Was it an all black jury? I'm trying to remember, Leo.
No, it was not an all-black jury, but it had a large number of blacks on the jury. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you right now, again, when you look at the totality of the case, you had the dream team. I mean, think about it, Martha. Johnny Cochran, F. Lee Bailey, Alan Dershowitz. I mean, you had Barry Scheck. You had the top expert, Michael Bodden, Dr. Henry Lee. They had a powerhouse, and it tells you one thing. Juries and cases are not legal, are not the same, depends on how much money you have on one side versus the other.
That was Leo 2.0 Terrell. He's been in town. He's been endorsing candidates, and he was on Fox yesterday. This was Joe Concha, though, who was also on Fox, and his reaction to the passing of O.J. Simpson, not as positive as a lot of the stuff that you're seeing out there today. Let's go to the audio tape right now.
All right, let's bring in Fox News contributor Joe Concha for more on this. And people's sentiments today on the passing of O.J. Simpson, I think, really do cut two ways. There are some people who continued to be friends with him, some people who continued to admire him for what he did in sports. And then you have people like Caitlyn Jenner, who is Bruce Jenner, knew him quite well, and simply tweeted today, good riddance. What are you thinking today?
I'd say, John, the people that still are friends with O.J. Simpson or still admired him for his athletic accomplishments or his accomplishments after leaving football, that's probably the 1%. I think 99% of people now probably at this point know, to Eric Shawn's point, that two people lost their lives in the most grisly and brutal ways possible, and O.J. Simpson should have died in prison. He should have been convicted in 1994. But when you look back 30 years ago and you look at the fact that the slow speed chase, June 17, 1994, 95 million people tuned in. The trial and the verdict, when that was handed down, declaring that O.J. Simpson was not guilty, 100 million people tuned in. We're talking Super Bowl-like numbers here. And soap operas on major networks, they were actually preempted for months upon months because, remember, this is before Fox. It's before MSNBC. The major networks made all the people that were involved here, on top of O.J., the first reality TV stars that we saw. Because think about it, even 30 years later, you could reel off the names of Marsha Clark, and you could reel off the names of the O.J. defense team, like F. Lee Bailey, like Johnny Cochran that you see on your screen, like Robert Kardashian, who was a part of that as well. So these were all reality TV stars, and O.J. Simpson was the first reality TV villain, John.
Gosh, when you put it that way. And you look back at his football career before all of this was happening. And Jim was talking about this earlier. I mean, this was a guy who turned heads. He walked into the room, lit up the room. He was a hero on the football field, 11 years with the NFL. And I mean, that moment was just something for so many who knew OJ on the field. And then to get that alert, that news, that these charges and that he possibly carried out these heinous murders.
Sandra, not just on the field, obviously, rushed for more than 2,000 yards, was on not a very good team in the Buffalo Bills and still was this huge star. But it was afterwards where he really made his mark. Not a lot of people know this, but back in 1975, I should say not a lot of younger viewers know this, Hertz signed O.J. Simpson to be its spokesperson. Yep. This was unheard of because sports marketing wasn't even a thing then. And O.J., dashing through airports, we all have seen those ads, was to Hertz what Michael Jordan ended up being for Nike. I mean, that's how big he was. And then he just catapulted from there as far as ABC signing him to join Howard Cosell on Monday Night Football. Then he gets signed to do all these movies, like the Naked Gun movies, for example. So O.J. was such a huge star. That's what made it so shocking to people like Jim Gray, who knew him well. I'll leave it here. It's like hearing that Peyton Manning or Eli Manning just killed two people, stabbed them to death, and then saying, what, those guys? Like, somehow Peyton or Eli? That's how good he was seen because he was such a happy person off the field. But again, two people lost their lives. He should have died in prison, John.
Joe Concha on Fox News yesterday, not a big believer in O.J. Simpson. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
D
debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Hi, I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm a refugee. The only difference is I didn't come through the southern border. I came through a little town known as Prim, Nevada. That's right, I used to live in California, and I moved to Nevada because California sucks. I'm running for state senate in District 5, and a vote for me ensures that your voice will get heard in Carson City. So join me in my efforts to fight for the people. Together, we can help make sure Nevada doesn't end up sucking too.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home.
I didn't know Ron Futrell back in 1995, but I'm guessing he covered the O.J. trial for a lot of people ad nauseum, but tracked the trial and all the stuff going on, the white Bronco chase, all of that. I'm guessing he has memories of that. We're going to talk with Ron Futrell from 8 News Now. We'll talk some sports. We'll talk some O.J. That's all straight ahead on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell. And
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.